Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663 or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. And down the anniversary of 9/11, we want to also remember all those that have sacrificed lives, you know, for not only our independence, but those in New York City on the day of the attack and Pentagon and other areas. So we want to lift them all and their families up in prayer. We got a great show. So thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We're also here in North Carolina. So we are buckling down for the Hurricane Florence. So keep us in prayers. Actually, we really appreciate the several of you that called in today asking if we were going to be okay. So we really appreciate you thinking of us that way. Well, today on the show, we're going to be talking about what's up for this year's flu season. We got some updates for you. Also, we may be able to cover some things that science is doing and some shingles. And if you hear a bunch of thunder cracking in the background, it's because it is just pouring down rain right now. So hopefully we don't have any glitches in the show tonight. All right, so... Oh, Frank said he heard. You heard that? You heard that big boom in the background, Frank? Oh, my goodness. Well, it comes. We're supposed to get 45-mile-an-hour winds and 4 inches of rain by this weekend, coming in Thursday, Friday, somewhere in there. So keep us in prayer, won't you? Well, we have a quack report and all this great stuff. But before we do all that, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. We are lifting this nation up in prayer. And today's devotional, we find ourselves in 1 John chapter 4, where the Lord tells us, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And in Revelation 21, verse 7, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Amen. I'll take it. I hope you're seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees, because that's what I'm doing, because mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quack report, we got superbugs jumping frequently between humans and animals. We're going to cover a little bit of that in our flu update, actually. Scientists at the University of Helsinki have a study on all the genomes of the superbugs from a large sample of animals and even humans. And they were studying the DNA changes that are happening with bacteria and viruses. And in the study, which got published in the Nature, Ecology, and Evolution Journal, they discovered that cows are still a source of a lot of strains of staph infections and MRSA, they said.
So they say that we have the ability, scientists say, to rewrite RNA and DNA in the cells and change them and change cell function. Well, yeah, you know, that's what they do when they hack the pathogen now. They can rewrite and create a whole new disease, actually. So mind that. All right, moving along. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, the doctors are exploring the barriers to living organ donors. Now, man, it's been a while, Frank. We covered a whole show on you know, the organ transplant thing. And if you want to hit the archives, you can. But basically, they want to lift the barriers. There's certain rules and restrictions in place about organ donation, and they want to lift those barriers because they don't have enough organs to transplant. And, of course, you know, this is hundreds of thousands of dollars surgeons and hospitals are missing out on. So they say the living donors that do give, let's say, part of an organ like one kidney or part of a liver, for instance, they said they have a lot of hurdles, including economic ones, because the person who gives the organ is usually out of work. They miss a lot of pay. They have medications they got to take. And so they said the community needs to come together and find a solution to this. And people with failing livers aren't allowed to be onto the national waiting list for organs for even deceased donors. So organ donation is about to get an overhaul. We predicted this and we said so. I kind of feel like the Rush Limbaugh of herbs here. And you go back to the archives and look it up on the liver, the organ donation, the segment of the show, and be impressed because we told you here first. And that wraps the Quack Report. It is just pouring down here, Frank. Crack, crack, bam, bam, all the thunder in the sky. All right, we're going to be talking about the 2018-19 flu season, and we're going to take a break in a little bit, but we're going to set up the segment because, you know, the official CDC release on this year's flu season is that it's going to be one of the worst. And we are told, you know, hurry up and get your flu vaccine. Well, yes, they are predicting epidemic levels similar or worse than last year, of course. And we're supposed to believe last year, you know, 2016-17 flu season, that 700,000 people got hospitalized because of the flu, when in fact, we know that the health officials kind of group all the common cold, the sinusitis, the bronchitis, and pneumonia. All those cases get thrown in with the influenza cases. And that elevates the number of flu cases to be used in promoting the flu vaccine. So how do we know the number of flu cases are manipulated and even magnified? Well, hospitals and doctors don't test for influenza for confirmation. They are assuming it's the flu. And it is kind of shocking that science, which, you know, professes to be evidence-based, really doesn't test to confirm, hey, you got the flu. Now, they don't test for ear infections either, but prescribe a bunch of antibiotics, and over 90% of the time, it's a virus. So when we come back from this break, we got lots to share, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Okay, Frank, what is that? What is that? I feel like I'm in Louisiana. Okay, Frank. I don't know. I don't think that's a bumper. Okay. Well, you figure that out. And we're getting back to the topic here about the 2018 flu season, because we're going to find out what health experts are, you know, proclaiming for the flu season. And, you know, what's in this coming flu vaccine? Ooh, we got some news for you. Well, let's first cover the months for the flu. Because I've mentioned before that the influenza and the cold season actually begin in October and runs through February. Now, it's often blamed on, you know, people being indoors more and people aren't, you know, doing enough hand washing, the hand sanitation thing. But that certainly can contribute. But, you know, the big culprit is people consume more sugar in the cold weather months that, you know, make up your flu season. So health experts say adults should not consume more than 6 to 9 teaspoons of sugar per day. And on average, Americans eat about 19.5 teaspoons of sugar per day, or 66 pounds a year of sugar. Oh. So globally, Americans eat the most sugar. One candy bar will suppress immune system function for about 8 hours. And that is a whole workday or school day when you are going to be more vulnerable to infections. Now, if you are on our newsletter list, you will be getting a graph that kind of spells it out on, you know, the sugar issue and what countries are eating more sugar and have higher flu rates. So if you want to sign up, the newsletter is for free. You can go to thepowerherbs.com website, and it's delivered by email. That's the only way you're going to get it. So you can go to thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. Well, you know, Americans got a sweet tooth. Let's just face it. The flu season is a season for, you know, eating more sugar. October really jumpstarts the cold and flu season with what I call the sugar coma holiday called Halloween. And then November follows up with a bunch of sweets at the feast that we call Thanksgiving. Then December, in December, we celebrate Christmas, where candy canes hang on trees. January brings forth the new year, where an alcohol fest actually converts to sugar in the body. And then lastly, February, where chocolate hearts are distributed for Valentine's Day. Now, there was this published study in the November 1973 Journal of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and it stated that sugar can lower immune system function. Now, what they did is they collected donated blood from volunteers before and after they ate sugar, and they tested the white blood cells. Now, the white blood cells are your immune system cells. They're called macrophages or killer T cells, and they wanted to measure the white blood cells. And they wanted to see its action against an infectious bacteria called Staphylococcus. So the white blood cells, before the sugar dose, under a microscope, these white blood cells are very aggressive and they attack the bacteria. Now, the post-sugar dose blood produced white blood cells that really did not aggressively attack bacteria. So the study concluded that, you know, eating sugar makes us more susceptible to infections, including cold and flu viruses, as well as bacteria. So, and don't forget, when you get
a flu shot, you are shedding the virus. Absolutely scientifically proven. We have actually covered this before. Scientific studies have proven that, and they state that when we're injected with viruses, you are going to shed those viruses off to others for about 2 weeks. Now, the influenza virus is really no different. Therefore, when more people are vaccinated with influenza, there's this increase in flu outbreaks, and which it can explain the clusters when flu shots are rolled out. Therefore, we have, you know, this compounded fact that when you got the sugar suppressing the human immune system, it, you know, kind of makes people more susceptible to the infections. Now, you don't know really, though, really, who's had a flu shot and who hasn't. You could be standing in line at the grocery store, and if your immune system has not naturally encountered that particular flu strain that may be included in the flu vaccine, then you could get the flu. So immune system protection only happens when the immune system has been able to engage naturally. It hasn't been compromised. It can engage the infection and create an antibody for it. Yeah, vaccines don't create antibodies. They don't help your immune system create antibodies. They actually suppress immune system function. And I've talked to an official on this, former head of the FDA's vaccine chief virologist, Anthony Norris, and he explained this to me. Yeah, it's virology 101, he said. And I said, well, so why do we do vaccines then? He says, well, there's a billion reasons why. It's money answereth all things. Well, let's get down to the nitty-gritty real quick, because we're going to be coming up to the bottom of the hour break quick here. What are they going to put in this year's flu shot? Always a good question. Usually they are nowadays they're putting four strains of influenza, because it's become very common for the influenza vaccine to contain four different strains, and these strains have subgroups of influenza viruses, and these vaccines are known as a quadrivalent vaccine, so there's four different strains. So these vaccines will contain typically two A strain viruses and two B strain flu viruses. Now, within medicine, quad, of course, means four or of something, four, count them, four. And valence means, in medicine, combining elements with hydrogen atoms and electrons. So when you combine these elements, it actually can alter them and the way that they actually enter human cells. So they have a lot of manipulation here with your flu vaccine. Now, for the 2018-19 influenza season, get ready, the pathogens included this year are going to be the influenza A Michigan strain, along with the H1N1 bird flu strain. They're also going to have the influenza A Singapore strain that's combined with the H3N2 bird flu strain. They're also going to have the influenza B Colorado strain, as well as the influenza B Victoria strain. And the Victoria strain, I think, comes from Australia. However, here is the smoking gun. Are you ready, Frank? Are you sitting down, Frank? The smoking gun is, this year, the CDC and the FDA have approved the drug companies to include additional B strains of influenza. Mm-hmm. So this year, in addition to the four I just mentioned, you could have serum vaccines that include influenza B Hutkit strain, which is your Japanese flu strain, and it could include influenza B Yamagata flu strain. Okay, so I ask this question: why are they adding to the four-strain quadrivalent vaccine? Why are they doing that? Well, Zappo Matrix Corporation is actually providing these additional influenza B strains. It's a subgroup of viruses, and these are live viruses, and they're calling them culture fluids. Okay, so you know if your doctor rolls out that term to you, it makes it sound like it's not a virus. He'll just say it's two additional culture fluids. Okay, so what the heck is that, right? Well, you have to realize that science is reassigning pathogen genomes or genetically reassigning segments of pathogens and creating different strains, or what they call lineages of viruses. They're creating disease is what they're doing. So the WHO is actually pushing for these new disease combinations. And these are not diseases that naturally occurred, and most likely no one has resistance to them. And these strains are not something that God has unleashed on the world. It's what man is unleashing. So now the B Hutkit version, the Japanese strain, is a combination of the Japanese flu and the Australian flu strains. They have, you know, melded them together. And it is especially a strain that's very risky for children. All right. And the interesting thing is it's often included in the nasal flu sprays, which avoids the syringe application. And most parents prefer to elect to have their kids get that because, you know, kids don't like needles. All right. So now the instruction insert on the Yakamata flu strain, it says it shouldn't be inhaled. Okay. This strain has really not been tested, according to the insert with it. It's not been tested for the use for transdermal skin application, so it shouldn't come in contact with your skin. It hasn't been tested as an inhaled applicant in the nasal spray, and it hasn't been tested if you ingest it. Actually, the material safety sheet on this stuff, on this pathogen, states it is, quote, corrosive and an irritant, and to use extreme caution when handling. Oh, I bet you the nurses love to read that. All right, so it does not look like that should be something you should inject into the body. No, no. All right. Hey, when you were a kid, Frank, did you roll down the road with the family saying, "I spy"? Well, I spy new pathogens, Frank. I do. The WHO is really crafting new strains for future influenza vaccines as we speak. They are recommending adding more zoonotic strains of viruses. Now, these are diseases known to infect animals. However, science is modifying these diseases to now infect humans and then justify taking a vaccine. Now, they especially want to add the bird flu strains H5N6, okay? Now, as strains mutate, they want to include them as well. But, you know, be prepared for bat viruses, as scientists actually have been harvesting about 8 or more viruses bats carry. And if you think, you know, this is kind of outside the box, well, you should know the MERS virus is a camel virus. And I know we got to take a break. I'm sorry, Frank, I'm long. Well, one hump or two, we're taking a camel break. We'll be right back.
Someone I needed so long. For once on the break, I could go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can say,
is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk, and we're talking about the 2018-19 flu season. What's in that flu shot? Roll up that sleeve, and guess what? Surprise! You're going to get like 6 different strains of stuff. Oh, well, I'm not advocating you get a flu shot. Please don't misunderstand me. Not with a 10-foot pole am I getting one of them. But basically, we were talking right before the break, the MERS virus is a camel virus that they've tinkered with and made man infected with it. Yep, camels are known to also get what is called camel pox, and you may see that in the future as well in a vaccine for humans. SARS is really swine influenza, and it's not originally a human pathogen. So what science is creating, they're creating these cross-species pathogens, and we're told that the disease is mutating on its own to infect humans, but at a record pace. Mutations usually take thousands of years to occur, and we have numerous animal diseases being introduced in clusters in specific zones of the globe, and some speculate that these are really test zones for the vaccines they've created with these pathogens ready-made for human infection. So they're giving the humans these animal diseases. So what they're doing is scientists can manipulate the proteins and the pathogens, and they can switch on and off the receptors, deliberately making a disease jump the animal species from the animal species to the human. So they've been bragging they can do that. I'm not making that up. All right, if you want to build some immunity, seriously, you want to protect yourself, vaccines really don't build immunity. If instead of thinking vaccines protect you from a disease, think they give you disease. So exposure to disease and the immune system to successfully fight off disease, you have to create a natural antibody. And the only way you're going to do that is if the body accepts the disease naturally, the way it should enter your system, not through intramuscular injection into the bloodstream, because your immune system thinks the pathogen's supposed to be there because it bypassed all the safeguards, so it doesn't make an antibody. And I heard that from Dr. Anthony Norris, chief virologist of the FDA. So if you want to avoid the flu this winter, personally, what I do is I reduce or even eliminate the sugar as much as I can. And I use a lot of immune support herbs because herbs that support the immune system are mineral and vitamin rich, and they help heighten resistance. In other words, did you know you need calcium to have a healthy immune system? I'm talking about plant-based calcium, not animal calcium, because animal calcium is missing the minerals that the body needs to utilize it. So plant-based calcium, your immune system has to have it. So, hey, the herbs that support the immune system are within your reach and will help you heighten your resistance to infection. Now, Apothecary Herbs, they specialize in the immune boosting and organ cleansing area. There's this full line of immune boosting products they have. It's on their website at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com puts the power back on your hands. Isn't that cool? Now, if you want to order, if you just want to get their free product catalog, you can give Apothecary Herbs a call. Their number is 866-229-3663. Again, that number is 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you want to reverse a vaccine. Did you know you have the power to do that? Absolutely. There's a couple of products that you might want to check out for that. The skin poultice, you apply that topically to the injection site. It draws things back out. I mean, that'll draw vaccines, venom, snake venom, brown recluse, spider venom, all kinds of things. And then you also want to use the blood cleanse. I would use the blood cleanse to catch anything that skips by, and that you use internally. So those two things, just those two things, very simple. So if you're in a profession that requires a vaccine, you might want to look into that. Thepowerherbs.com, you want to check out the skin poultice and the blood cleanser, or give them a call. Also, hey, their Three Amigos pack is an excellent trio of formulas for nipping the cold and flu viruses in the bud in like a day. I'm not kidding you. Synergistic effect can't be beat. And you know what? God gets all the glory every day, all the time, because those are his medicinal herbs here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. Thepowerherbs.com. Give him a call, 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. All right. I've got a ton of stuff here. I mean, a ton of topics. And they've been just being lined up here. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of calls from parents that their kids got the chickenpox vaccine and then got shingles. And they go, I thought shingles was for, you know, old people. Well, just depends. It just depends. Let's talk about that for a minute. Let's just cover that. You know, most people are beginning to understand there really isn't any safe vaccine. Actually, Congress has gone on record to say unsafe vaccines are unavoidable. All right. Well, scientific medicine is really pushing, you know, the shingles vaccine on people, especially kids, people over 50. Kids are getting the chickenpox vaccine, and people over 50 are getting the shingles vaccine. I want to ask you, Frank, what's the difference? What could be the possible difference between the chickenpox vaccine and the shingles vaccine? Do you know the difference? He's thinking. Well, patients agree, you know, to risk the side effects of the shingles vaccine because they're told they're promised it'll protect them from getting future cases of shingles. So does this vaccine provide patient protection? Does the chickenpox vaccine provide protection? And is there another way to prevent or deal with shingles and chickenpox that you could just resolve it in a couple of days and have natural immunity doing that? Well, what exactly is shingles? Well, it's the varicella zoster virus. The varicella zoster virus, say that three times fast. It's chickenpox is what it is. That's what shingles virus is. It's really the chickenpox virus. So that pesky childhood disease that you got kind of can lay dormant. And after it kind of likes to park itself out on your ganglion nerve sheath, and then it likes to outbreak or come about as shingles later in life when you get overstressed. So the virus is, it likes to settle itself on the nerve endings. It's more specifically the cerebral ganglia or the cranial nerves or the posterior nerve root. And then as we get older, the virus actually can give us shingles when we get stressed out or our immune system's not working quite as well. Now, as the reactivated virus spreads, it contributes and continues to multiply on the nerves, and it can actually destroy the neurons of your nerves and travels down the sensory nerves to your skin and then causes those nasty lesions. So, and this would explain why shingles is worse than chickenpox, because of how it just creates all those nasty lesions and a lot of nerve pain. So when you break out with those blisters, it's very painful. Well, let's look at some of the statistics. Medicine would have you believe that if you had chickenpox, the risk is high that you're going to get a painful outbreak of shingles at least once in your lifetime. And we're also told that there is 2 in 10 persons
They have a greater risk of getting the shingles because they've had chickenpox as a child. So in the United States, about 500,000 people get shingles every year. And this is almost 1,500 people a day. So people over 50 years of age tend to get shingles most likely because their immune system is weaker, you know, or they're stressed and they're not getting the right nutrition. Now, most doctor offices and even pharmacies have these huge signs saying, you know, come and get your shingles shot here. And, you know, I was at a store the other day that was offering a $10 gift card if they came in and got their flu shot. So, you know, the pressure's on to get all these vaccines. All right, well, let's look at the shingles vaccine a minute, because the Vaccine Safety Data Link study that was published in March of 2014 in the Journal of the Internal Medicine, it actually stated that shingles vaccine is safe. Well, is it really? According to Dr. Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Wellness Institute, the study on the journal that was in that journal, he says, is questionable. The study was conducted by the CDC and Kaiser Permanente Insurance. He goes on to say the research they published says that there is only a small increased risk of local reaction, like redness and pain at the injection site, within a week of getting your vaccine. But the researchers also stated there was no risk of contracting meningitis, cerebral vascular diseases, as well as cardiovascular disease or encephalitis, inflammation of your brain, Bell's palsy, or Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. Now, mind you, the study was conducted on the vaccine safety after it had already been in the market since 2006. So it's kind of in reverse. Put it out there, then we'll do a safety study. Now, according to Dr. Whitaker, there is really no evidence the shingles vaccine prevents future or repeat outbreaks, yet it's being marketed as such. And patients need to keep in mind that the shingles vaccine costs about $220 per shot. And shingles is really not a life-threatening disease, but it is painful. Now, the National Vaccine Information Center actually states on their website that the shingles vaccine is a live virus made by Merck Pharmaceuticals, and it's recommended for adults over 50. And when we come back from the break, more information on this little puppy. We'll be right back.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
And we're talking about the shingles vaccine. Should you get it? I'll leave that, you know, decision up to you. I'm just kind of presenting you the facts that science already has published on it. Now, according to this Merck and doctors, the medical profession, you know, they're saying that the side effects from the shingles vaccine are, you know, pain, little redness and swelling at the injection site. You get the zoster-like rash, headache, joint and muscle pain, a little bit of fever, abnormally swollen glands, and maybe even anaphylactic shock. They also report 51% effectiveness of this vaccine. So the mass inoculation program for the chickenpox is really believed to be contributing to the increase in shingle cases in adults. Now, Merck has simply repackaged your chickenpox vaccine but made it 14 times stronger, and then they call it the shingles vaccine. And the public's not informed about that. Doctors may not even know. So I talked to one virologist who said all chickenpox viruses, the varicella zoster virus, will always give you chickenpox. And if chickenpox will always give you shingles, then what in the world are we taking a chicken pox vaccine and a shingles vaccine for when they're injecting that virus directly into you? All right, not creating an antibody. We've gone over that from what virologists have admitted to. So who's at risk? Well, people over 50, they say. You got a weak immune system. You need to get a vaccine. They also tell HIV patients, people on chemotherapy, people taking radiation treatments, transplant recipients, people with renal failure, because a lot of these people, you know, have low immune system function or maybe are on immune suppressant drugs. So they are injecting all these people with disease on top of their already struggling with an illness. It's craziness, craziness, I tell you. So those that are taking the chickenpox vaccine are also at risk because you're intentionally injecting this virus into your bloodstream, and the CDC is stating that pregnant women or women who may become pregnant within 3 months should not get the shingles vaccine. Leukemia or lymphoma patients or anyone with bone marrow disorders should avoid this dangerous vaccine. Alerts also include that anyone who currently is sick or feverish should not be vaccinated. Now, people with allergic reactions to horse serum or bovine serum, gelatin, or other antibiotic neomycin should also avoid this vaccine. And we'll get into that in a minute. Why? Why neomycin? Well, so let's talk about what's in it. Well, other than the shingles virus itself, they got gelatin in this vaccine. They got the antibiotic neomycin also in this vaccine. And what else? Well, let's check the ingredient package. It says Zosavax, which is your chickenpox shingles vaccine, is a preparation by Merck. It is a strain of the live virus. It's attenuated. Means they've given it adjuvants to make it stronger. So Zosavax, when reconstituted like it is, as directed, is a sterile, they say, suspension of sub
subcutaneous administration, so you'd give it an intramuscular injection, 0.65 ml dose. It has also, according to the insert, should be stored at room temperature, and should not exceed a certain temperature for 30 minutes straight. Each dose does have sucrose in it, hydrolyzed porcelain gelatin, sodium chloride, monosodium MSG glutamate, also has sodium phosphate, a diabasic, potassium phosphate, and monobasic, as well as potassium chloride, residual components of MR6-5 cells, and also includes DNA and protein and trace quantities of neomycin and bovine calf serum. Well, let's just translate all that for a minute. What exactly did I just say? Well, the ingredient list, other than the chickenpox virus itself, MCR-5 cell, is really DNA and protein of aborted fetuses. So before we get to this ingredient, we're going to also look at some of the others. Your MSG is your neurotoxin. It's injected directly into your bloodstream and causes a lot of nervous system diseases and even brain damage. The gelatin is derived from collagen from pig skin and bones. The hydrolyzed porcelain gelatin can also increase the risk of infection from the synthetic growth hormone, which, you know, people now have in their bodies. The MCR cells are also DNA protein derived from, as I said, aborted human fetuses. According also to the National Vaccine Information Center, most of the vaccines for children have actually aborted human fetal proteins in them. They also have altered DNA and genetically modified human blood in them. And this could explain why there's this dramatic increase in asthma, allergies, autism, digestive disorders, diabetes, obesity, toxic shock syndrome, and even sudden death. And, you know, vaccines are most likely a major source of a lot of internal medicine diseases, basically. Now, this would actually guarantee the pharmaceutical industry and the medical establishment, you know, an endless stream of patients. They're saying we're going to protect you from disease, but what they're really giving you is, and they're giving you lifelong diseases that they can manage for you. That's what that's about. Now, health authorities say if your immune system is weak, you shouldn't really take shingles vaccine. And little do patients realize the vaccine is designed to weaken the immune system further. The MRC5 cell, this line is developed, it was developed in September 1966 from lung tissue that was taken from a 14-week-old fetus that was aborted for psychiatric reasons from a 27-year-old physically healthy woman, but psychotically not healthy. Now, the shingles vaccine is really marketed to help prevent shingle outbreaks, but also to resolve the nerve pain that is associated with shingles. That's what we're told. So the research and the historical use of the shingles vaccine has doctors setting the record straight on the bogus benefits of this treatment that's it's being promoted under. Here is one notice from Dr. Brownstein, medical doctor. He said, Merck touts a 39% decline with the use of the vaccine. Further analysis of the data might lead you to a different conclusion. Approximately 0.4% of the unvaccinated persons versus 0.14% of the vaccinated people develop post-therapeutic neuralgia or nerve pain. So the 39% decline is less than accurate. Let's just call it fraud. It's a lie. And he goes on to say, if we looked at the more accurate absolute risk, we come up with a decline of 0.26% of neuralgia or nerve pain in those that do get vaccinated. Okay. So, you know, a little massaging of the numbers there. So the shingles vaccine costs $220, and it would be more effective to use that money, I think, towards natural sources to boost your immune system to help you deal and, you know, suppress the shingles virus. According to Dr. Weston Price, we should improve overall immune function before we use anything like the vaccine. So if you want to prevent vaccine, he says, work on your natural immunity, and I totally agree with that. Now, some doctors will get the diagnosis. They'll give you the diagnosis of shingles. They'll get it right the first time because, you know, early symptoms, you know, some doctors miss it. The younger ones might miss the early symptoms. They may say you have peripheral neuralgia instead of the shingles. They may even diagnose you with flu. So, you know, make sure you get a good doctor that diagnoses you correctly. Early symptoms does include the fever, an overall weak feeling, but within 2 to 4 days, you get this burning sensation that's shooting pain and maybe some tingling and itching, usually on one side of the body. It could also appear in your face or your head. So the pain normally will last about 4 weeks, and the rash will blister up and appear within 14 days. And it tends to, you know, contain some clear fluid. Blisters will scab over in about 10 days after that. And you want to be careful not to rupture the blisters. They can become infected. Your lymph nodes can be affected, your glands. So you know what? The folks at Apothecary Herbs, just to cut to the chase here, they came up with a shingles Be Gone kit that you take as soon as you know, okay? And it will help your immune system, suppress those, the outbreak of the shingles, and usually within a few days. So instead of several weeks or a month of suffering, you know, maybe 5 to 7 days, you can get over it quickly when you work with your immune system to deal with it. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com, or you can ask for their free product catalog, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And for those of you who have the internet, you can actually see, customer feedback on a lot of the products they have up there under their customer reviews. So you can see what people are saying about the products and how they feel about them. So if you want a professional strength, whole food, organic, non-GMO, formulation that's really professional strength, what practitioners use, but you can use it too, and with complete instructions. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Take that power back, 866-229-3663. And don't forget, you know, lift up a prayer for the survivors of 9/11, this nation, our president, the wellness and healing of those that are suffering, and, be good to yourselves out there. Keep that positive attitude and be well, right? So the information presented is not designed to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.